This is St. Louis Public Radio. A leading liberal voice in the Missouri legal community has died. Missouri Supreme Court Judge Richard Teitelman was 69. He had been dealing with health problems for some time, including complications from diabetes. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has this remembrance.
When he heard of his friend's death, St. Louis University Law School Dean Michael Wolf was hit with a flood of memories.
Good things and his generosity is, you know, something good happened at the law school. He'd call up and say, "What a great law school you have," and they'd go on about this, and I'd, you know, thank him for calling. I mean, he was effusive.
Wolf had known Judge Teitelman for more than 40 years. They served together on the state Supreme Court for 9 years, members of a Democratic majority that pushed the court in a liberal direction.
But even when people disagreed with Rick Teitelman, they knew that he had the biggest heart on the planet and that he was committed to what he was doing and that he was worthy of respect.
Judge Teitelman used the respect he earned to advance the cause of justice for all, Wolf says, pointing to the work his friend did in 18 years as the Director of Legal Services of Eastern Missouri. The agency provides the indigent with legal representation in civil court matters. Judge Teitelman made legal services a socially acceptable cause for lawyers to support, Wolf says. He staged the first Justice for All ball, or lawyer prom, as Wolf calls it.
If you have several hundred lawyers of various political stripes and ideologies showing up to benefit legal services, I mean, that's really amazing.
The fundraiser boosted the organization's resources, Wolf says, and in turn, its profile in legal circles. Dan Glazier inherited the fruits of Teitelman's labor when he became the agency's director in 2005. Speaking on the phone from Bogota, Colombia, Glazier says he was heartbroken to hear of the judge's death.
He is one of those figures that comes along very rarely. He really changed the shape of access to justice.
Judge Teitelman broke ground while on the bench as well. He was the first Jewish judge appointed to the Missouri Supreme Court and the first legally blind one as well, though he had some vision. Wolf says that was a small part of the reason the judge would work the room before hearing cases.
I, as a person who's fully sighted, can from the bench see who's there. And we can see the faces, the human beings that are before us. He couldn't.
But that friendliness was just Judge Teitelman's way, says St. Louis attorney Jane Duker. She was legal counsel to Governor Bob Holden when the Democrat appointed Teitelman to the Supreme Court in 2002.
He's so thoughtful, sending my kids Christmas ornaments and, and when my son was born, sending him a gift. And when my daughter was born, sending her a gift.
The court was his life, Duker says.
He would always say, "I have the best job in the world. I love my job more than anything."
Judge Richard Teitelman was born in Philadelphia and earned a bachelor's degree in mathematics from the University of Pennsylvania. He moved to St. Louis to attend law school at Washington University and remained in Missouri after graduating. Judge Teitelman joined Legal Services of Eastern Missouri in 1975 and became its director 5 years later. Governor Mel Carnahan, also a Democrat, appointed him to the Missouri Court of Appeals in 1998. Oral arguments at the Supreme Court scheduled for Tuesday were canceled in Judge Teitelman's honor. Governor Jay Nixon has ordered flags at court buildings across the state to be flown at half-staff in remembrance. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.